Hi, this is Angela Dangler.
This is Angela.
Hi, Ms. Angela. My name is Marcos. I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anybody on your household, ma'am, work for a media outlet, television, internet, including print radio?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I intend to vote.
Okay. And, ma'am, what is your age? Is it 53?
Yes.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian American,
white.
Pacific Islander, Native American,
white.
Alaska, white. And please rate, ma'am, your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all and to vote at this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. How is it from 0 to 10? 8? Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president. Do you? I'm gonna go ahead and read a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. I'm going to go ahead and I'll start with the list. The list starts with Joe Biden as president. Do you strongly approve that is of a job? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Would that be a somewhat approvement or a strongly approve?
You don't have anything in between that, huh?
No, ma'am, just a somewhat approve or strongly approve. Okay. And now what about Sherrod Brown as senator? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly Sherrod Brown as senator?
Sherrod Brown. Okay. Somewhat approve.
And what about Donald Trump as former president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Will you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I'm going to read a list to you of public figures and institutions as well. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to start with the institution called First Energy. Would you be very favorable with First Energy? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of First Energy? What about Republicans in Congress? Would you be very favorable with Republicans in Congress? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Republicans in Congress?
Never heard of.
Okay. What about Derek Marin? Would you be very favorable with him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Derek Marin?
What was the name again?
Derek Marin.
I never heard of him.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very... Somewhat favorable,
And what about Joe Biden? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable?
Yes.
Okay. And what about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of
very
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
I do not like that name. Okay. What about Marcy Kaptur? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very, somewhat? Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Most likely a Democrat.
And would that be a definite Democrat or just a lean Democrat?
If you can.
You mentioned a Democrat, correct?
Correct. I'd most likely vote for a Democrat, yes.
Most likely, or would it be just a lean to other Democrats, or will you definitely vote for Democrats?
Most likely, then.
Most likely?
Yeah.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I'd vote for Biden.
And would that be a definitely or just a lean for Democrat Joe Biden?
Definitely.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Brown.
And would that be a definitely or just a lean?
What was that other than definite?
Definitely voting for Democrat Sherrod Brown, or just a lean for Democrat Sherrod Brown?
More leaning towards that one, that's it.
More lean towards that one.
Okay.
And ma'am, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy. Yeah.
What you said, a lean or a definitely?
More lean, not the definite.
Okay. Is there a chance, ma'am, that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
I've never heard of him, so I don't know what he says, so I guess I'm going to say more likely not.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement, ma'am, reads, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement, ma'am, make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you think it's true, please say so.
Somewhat less likely to vote for her.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or do you think that it's true, please say so. The first statement reads, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that statement make you much less likely to vote for Marin? Somewhat less likely? Would it make no difference? Would it make you
the first one, I'm most likely would
make much less likely. Okay. The following statement reads, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Would that statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for Darren? Would it make no difference? Would it be, would it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely? Okay. The next statement, ma'am, it reads, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would that statement make you much less likely to support Marin? Somewhat less likely to support? Much less likely? Okay.
Yeah.
As a landlord, this is the next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save more money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that statement make you much less likely to support Marin, somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to support Marin, or do you think that is not true?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. The next statement reads, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely to support Marin? Somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely, or do you think that it's not true? And after taking money from First Energy, the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Marin's corruption. Would that make you much less likely to support Marin, somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to support Marin, or do you think that it's not true? Okay. And based on what you just heard, ma'am, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin? Please provide to me just a quick statement. I'm going to note it down.
No abortion one.
Abortion. Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, ma'am. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Kaptur.
Would that be a definitely or just a lean?
Definite now, after I heard all that.
Okay. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin? This is the primary reason. Please provide it to me a statement. I'm going to note it down.
I don't know. I think I thought I said his views on
the abortion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, let me go ahead and I'll note it down. And what is this will be the last questions, ma'am. We're basically already through. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is it first through 11th grade high school?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something?
Democrat.
And would you be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong one.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important?
Not at all.
Not at all important? Okay.
Not at all important.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Biden.
This actually concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Ma'am, your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, and thanks again for your help, okay, ma'am?
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.